Gary Anderson, once again, joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Yeah, fantastic, Rob. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back. First of all, congratulations. I hear you've had some recent soccer success with the team you helped coach at the high school there.
Oh, Rob, it was a brilliant season, the high school boys. We just finished our zone tournament, which is kind of the end of the year grand finale that we hosted here in Canmore with 8 teams and some really good teams from Calgary who have lots of players who play on high-level club teams. And it was a tough day, a soccer marathon. We managed to win the whole thing, so we won the league and the zone, so we got 2 more banners to hang Wow. in the high school gym. So
many of the athletes at the Canmore High School recently honored this week as well.
What they call the Knight of Honor Awards Banquet, celebrating all the athletic accomplishments of both individuals and teams at the high school, and that's always a really special evening. I know it's really special for Kay and I because it's why we do what we do, raise money for the athletic programs here in the Valley, to see all the amazing life lessons that they learn on the athletic field. And just a brilliant one for me was Monday at the soccer zone tournament. I had done something about 6 months ago, which I've done before. I recruited one of the star basketball players from the high school team to come and be our goalie on the soccer team. You know, someone with good hands, who's tall, who has all those sort of basic skills. And this young man, Wesley Rose, who actually won the Athlete of the Year, which is the biggest award, but he didn't know much about playing soccer at all. I told him, just show up with a good attitude and we'll teach you the rest. And we wouldn't have won the zones on Monday without him. He played fantastic. But in an earlier game, we were playing Cochrane, who are a very good team, and we were winning 1-0, and he made a mistake right at the end of the game and cost us a goal in the last minute. And he was absolutely distraught after the game, you know, because he felt like he had let the whole team down and maybe we weren't going to make it to the final. We did make it to the finals, and he played brilliantly. It was just one little microcosm of that great lesson of perseverance and being able to work through tough times that Wesley just learned in one day on the soccer field. So that's something he'll always be able to fall back on in his life whenever he has some tough times. And that's just one of the kind of basic things that kids learn on the athletic field, great life skills that they can carry with them for the rest of their lives.
I imagine that watching students get their awards at the ceremony must make you feel good about what you've done over the last number of years here in the Bow Valley, allowing students to do team sports at our local school level here.
Yeah, and I know for Kay, she does a lot of work. You know, the last almost 10 years we've had the golf event, and then this year we're going to do something a little different. Mm-hmm. Kay puts in a lot of work, and when you hear some of these stories, you know, it's definitely all worthwhile. I got a wonderful email just last week from one of the moms from one of the boys on our soccer team who will go unnamed, but it came to my attention that he had some issues in a certain class at school. So I gave him a little gentle phone call last Thursday night, letting him know he may not participate in zones if he didn't straighten his act up. And I delivered the message in as positive a fashion as I could think of. And 2 days later, I got this incredible email from his mom talking about how her son had never done science homework his whole life like he did that night.
Wow.
And turned in all his late assignments. So sometimes we take for granted as youth coaches, wow, what a powerful impact we can have on young people's lives.
So let's talk about the fundraiser for Gary Anderson for Kids. Not a golf tournament this year. You changed it up to a dinner. Why did you decide to make the change?
Well, I think, you know, most events over time, they kind of run their course, and we just thought we'd try something different. Quite often, it just kind of happens with golf events. Not so many of the guys' wives show up to play golf. And as we all know, many times the wives are the ones who run the pocketbooks in the home. So we talked to some of our key families, and particularly the wives. They loved the idea of having this 5-course dinner dance silent auction evening up at Silvertip. So, the Silvertip folks have been amazing working with Kay. And so it's going to be early this fall, Friday evening, October 4th. Of course, our ultimate hope is that that we'll be able to raise more funds than we did in the golf event. That's why we thought we'd try something different.
Let's back up here for a sec. You said a 5-course meal at Silvertip. That sounds fantastic.
Does that sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited about that, and it should be a wonderful evening.
I remember from some of the past golf tournament silent auctions, there's been some pretty incredible items you've auctioned off, haven't there?
Yeah. A really big hit. We auctioned off a trip down to watch an NFL game in Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. one of the old teams that I played for, and I still have some really good connections there. And that's been a huge fundraiser for us over the years. There's a lot of people who just always seem to love that whole idea of seeing sports from behind the scenes, yeah. from an angle that no one ever gets to see. And I take them in the locker room and visit with the players and coaches and so forth. And people have really enjoyed that item over the years.
Gary Anderson Dreams for Teams Dinner. It's, again, October the 4th. You can get your tickets online, Gary Anderson Perfect Season, or email GAPerfectSeason@AOL.com. By the way, Gary, for those who aren't familiar, where does this money actually go?
The main purpose of it offsets the fees that all the athletic kids would have to play on any sport at the high school. We also pay for virtually the entire athletic budget at Lawrence Grassi School. And then we also hand out scholarships to both the male and female athletes of the year at Canmore High School and the Banff High School as well. But the vast majority of the funds go toward offsetting the kids' fees. I mean, I run the soccer budget, for example, so I'm very closely attuned to our budget, which is very small. But our huge expense as a soccer team and most of the sports teams at the high school is just our travel costs when we have to play the teams in our league, who are mostly in the Calgary area, Okotoks and High River. It costs $400 each time for their team to jump on a bus and go to Okotoks. Wow. So about 98% of my small soccer budget is bus trips. And so we're able to just charge the kids $75 fee for the season playing soccer. And if we did not have that offset with the costs from our fundraiser, it would probably be several hundred dollars for each kid just to cover the budget. And the main intention, of course, is just to have any kid who would love to play any sport.
Brand new fundraiser for Gary Anderson for Kids. It's Dreams for Teams, a huge 5-course dinner with wine pairings, a dance, silent auction up at Silvertip on Friday, October 4th. And again, GaryAndersonPerfectSeason.com or email GAPerfectSeason@AOL.com for information and tickets. Gary, thanks so much for once again joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.